Oh, we're back on the debrief. It's Dave O'Neill here. We're still in Queensland, in Cleveland, Redlands, with Fiona Lachlan now. Pete's gone. It's the next morning, and we're driving out of the badly named Comfort Inn.
Yes.
As I said on stage, if you've been in a mud hut in Afghanistan for 4 years, that's comfort, that joint. But for anyone living in a normal house, that's not comfort.
That's not comfort.
No way.
But there's a convenience store down the road that was not open.
Yeah, that's not convenient.
It's not convenient.
And there was no breakfast.
No breakfast.
Wow.
So I took walk to a bakery at 6:30.
So did I. Yeah, you went to a better one than me. I went to a real old school Aussie one where you go, this will be all right. But it wasn't all right.
Oh, no, I went to a... Well, it's Cleveland.
It's Cleveland, which is sort of on the... I'll put the windscreen wipers on. We don't need them. It's near Brisbane on the river. But we did the Redland Arts Centre last night, me, you and Peter Rosethorne.
Yes.
And you tour a lot with Pete, don't you?
Yeah, we've been touring Ron and Brenda, the two characters we came up with in
the jungle.
In the jungle. And it was really funny. The first time we did the show, I said to Pete, what are we going to do?
It's all good to say, we'll just talk about the jungle. Yeah.
He said, Fiona, it doesn't matter. I couldn't work out what he meant. And he said, it doesn't matter. He said, 500 people have come to see these two half-baked characters that they watched on a come out of a reality TV show.
Yeah.
He said, it doesn't matter what we do, they're retarded.
Yeah. And he loves using the retarded word, Pete.
Does he?
He does. He said it last night.
On stage?
No, he said you asked him if he was were retarded.
Yeah. I like the word.
I like the word too.
Because I actually am retarded. If you look at the... People get really upset with the word retarded. And Nick Cody said to me, he said, you're the only person who can get away with saying retarded. I'm like, am I? Well, here's the thing. The meaning of the word retarded is what I am. I am a bit retarded.
A bit like fire retarded. Like they use it in fire.
I've got brain damage.
Oh, you've got brain damage,
have
you?
I've got a bit of frontal lobe. I knocked off a few bloody cells. Don't
worry drinking
about that.
And also your coma.
And the coma, yeah. I've got... I had to sit in a specialist office and put all these bricks together.
It's like when my mum did an Alzheimer's test. She's 82 and she got the Prime Minister wrong. And Dad's like, well, bloody, who knows who the Prime Minister is?
Ah, oh, your dad said.
Yeah, he came to the doctor. But we've had like 8 in the last 2 years. Like she said it was Abbott when it was, ScoMo or something like that. Like,
well, that could change in a week, couldn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's just like, they're crazy. Yeah, so you're like basically a representative.
Well, yeah, I am.
It's like I can do fat jokes.
Exactly. I can certainly do retarded jokes.
Because you're like...
I don't go one day without losing something. It's not a big problem. It's just expensive.
Yeah, I know. Well, we went to your motel room and you didn't leave anything behind.
It's nice having someone looking after me there. The helper.
We all need a helper, though. That's good. We've all left stuff in motel rooms. It's no good.
Oh.
In that motel, I left my soul. I think it's still there. The Comfort Inn.
I remember the most annoying thing I've left in a hotel was one boot.
Oh.
Oh, beautiful boots. And I just left one of them.
One boot. I love it. So we did the Redland Arts Centre last night. I've already spoken to Pete. And you were there briefly, but you had stuff going on. And I thought, because it was a big theatre.
A big theatre.
And I thought, oh, this is going to be easy. Like this, and because I'd already done a gig that day. Like a bloke's lunch, like with 350 blokes, and they're harder, you know, because you've got to hit them hard and they haven't paid to get in. They're sitting on round tables in a function
center. Right, so you were like me last night, so this is we're just gonna.
Oh, it's gonna be a dream.
This. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I could just relax. I only take my foot off the gas once. And I could tell when I walked out by the amount of clapping I got, I reckon.
Yeah.
I mean, they were nice, but that's sort of like, oh, yeah.
They never became one.
No, I reckon you're right.
You know when you got to round
But Pete
up?
Had us led to believe that it was amazing out there. I think Pete had a few
Pete's
beers.
Pete's retarded. No, he had had a few. He had two beers and a gin and tonic.
Gin.
And he was being silly at the bloody sound check at 6.
Right.
I've got no time for drunks, Dave, as you know.
Yeah, you've got a low tolerance level, as we've
very low tolerance level for that level of unprofessionality. That's not even a word. but it's before 8 o'clock, so I don't care.
Anyway, it went fine. It's not before, it's before.
No, it didn't go fine because my mic cut out.
Well, you didn't know your mic cut out.
I was having exactly the same gig as you. Like, they're laughing okay, but they never... I had to round them up for stuff.
Yeah. People saying how he walked out into the crowd and stuff. I couldn't see how he did that. He goes, oh, yeah, there's bits where you can walk out. I think he's drunk and he just wandered in the audience.
He's like an... His legs are like... like, he's long and lanky.
Oh, it was fun anyway.
But when my mic went dead, right in the middle, you know, it could not have buggered up.
Couldn't have gone worse. But yeah. Look, at least they're very attentive, though. They're quite old, though. That's what, when the lights came up, they were quite old.
And then we find out that they absolutely loved it.
Oh, yeah, because Sue, the lovely lady who works in the theatre, said she stands in the foyer. She's in her words, I'm like a beacon, and I just stand there waiting for people to complain. Or she said they were all complimentary. They loved it.
Wow.
Because also, it was extra pressure on me because my mum and dad's flower girl, Joy, was there.
Joy was in the audience.
And I do a few off-colour jokes about my mum and dad, and I just kept going, sorry, Joy, don't tell mum. Don't tell mum.
That's such a word for you. That's so classic that you would have, like, not that she's your auntie, but a Joy.
Joy, yeah. And she's also my godmother, she told me, which I didn't know. Remember when godmothers were a big thing, weren't they? Your godmother, your godfather.
Oh, there were too many of us, so we'd always go, who's mine again? You know?
Yeah. I do love how you talk about your family.
I've got an awkward situation. I don't know which god... Like, my sister's got 9 kids and I'm godmother to one, but I don't know which one. And it's a little bit late to ask now, isn't it?
Yes. The youngest, just one of them.
The oldest is 30.
Oh,
like,
God.
Oh, dear.
Well, you know, if in big families, surely they just stop doing that now, godmothers and godfathers.
They've stopped doing big families now.
Yeah, they stopped doing, the Catholics. It was my only Catholics. Catholics in our street always had, like, 8 kids. And we had, like, 4. Because we're Church of England.
Are you a Church of England?
Yeah, not a Catholic. Yeah, hung out with a lot of
you are
Catholic
so
kids.
Catholic for a non-Catholic.
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't have any guilt, though. I've got none of that guilt that Catholics have.
It's toxic guilt.
Yeah.
I've got it.
Well, my dad used to say, you can go out with as many Catholic girls as you like, but never marry one. Yes. Kev was very anti-Catholic. I don't know why. He still is.
Well, that's what it was back then. You either were or you weren't.
Yeah.
Like, because my parents couldn't go to their friends' weddings.
Wow.
Because you weren't allowed into a...
Wow. Not Catholic or... Yeah, right.
You weren't allowed into a non-Catholic church.
Oh, wow.
Not that they had many friends that weren't Catholic.
That's interesting because... Yeah, right.
And...
Why is it doing that?
Sorry. We were told to... Not... that we had to marry Catholics, but, well, it just makes things easy.
It makes... Well, ironically, my twin brother married a Catholic in a Catholic church, so...
Oh, how'd Kev come?
Not good. He's all right. No, he's all right.
That's funny.
It is funny.
Pete Roseline married a pretty industrial-strength Catholic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, when you go out with girls, you don't realise that they're Catholics until a certain point.
Until you want to root.
Yeah, yeah, and you get... Or when you go to their house and you're like, what's going on here? Or you say, what school did you go to? St. Mary Joseph's of the Pines. Oh.
I remember a friend of ours staying over.
Jesus. Nearly killed you.
And he was...
Bad accident.
In the middle of the night, he had to throw something over the picture. It was it was the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You know, which we just looked at every day.
They didn't worry about it.
But it's actually Jesus with his chest open and he's at a crown of thorns around his heart.
Oh, my
and
God.
Blood.
So horrific.
It's just... I say he's had to put his jumper over it.
Because we are doing a podcast, we should say hello to the... Is it the Daily Mail journalists who listen to your podcast? That listen to the Dumb Bomb Club?
Oh, yeah, hi.
Or is it Herald Sun? Or is it all of them?
I don't know.
They seem to come... Is it?
They're trawling through podcasts.
Because... the Dum Dums are a very popular podcast, and you went on it, and they kept trawling through it. They pulled out at least 3 different stories about what you got paid in the jungle, wasn't it?
I know.
What you got paid in the jungle, and then who you didn't know. Your feud with the Irwins.
It's not a feud.
And we're in Queensland. Oh my God, it's a wonder Bob didn't turn up with a snake and attack you.
Oh, their poor grandfather. He's in the paper today.
Oh, what's wrong with
him? Now, what's going on there? I don't care if this... He was Steve's best friend. Steve always said his dad was his best friend. Now, that poor old man has not seen his grandchildren for 15 years.
Wow. So that's a fallout with Terry.
Yes, there's a fallout with Terry. They're very close-mouthed about what went down. I can't stand this, celebrities, when they...
And so he's not seen Bindi or...
Not seen these two grandchildren.
Well, has he not got a TV? Turn on your TV, Grandad Irwin. They're on there. So that's sad, though.
He's in the paper begging to get an invite to the wedding, which he thinks he won't.
Well, appearing in the...
See, if Steve were to come back today...
He'd be upset about that. Pissed. Crikey, what's going on?
Crikey!
Oh, that's no good. But, you know, as Denise Scott once said, they're like carny folk. Yeah. That, you know, in the old days, they'd be travelling around in a wagon, showing off their animals and stuff. And so there'd be a bearded lady as well, and a little man from Africa.
Bearded lady, that would have been me. God, I got hairy in the jungle.
You got hairy in the jungle?
Well, my age women, you know, I've got hair everywhere but the roof of my mouth, you know, and... I got a bit bushy in the jungle.
Oh, well, you're in the jungle, though. There's no waxing in the jungle.
No waxing.
No waxing.
No mirrors.
How long ago was it now? Was it two years?
2 years, I guess. Yeah, there's been two since then, or one. No, only one since then.
I didn't realise you were in with John Edwards, because that was when you were talking about that last night.
Mm.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And Peter was saying he was just trying to get Paul Barrell talking about Diana.
Yeah.
Someone with a D.
Somebody with a D.
What a charlatan.
There's Peter, and he goes, yep, my Uncle Don died.
Uncle Don, yeah. Shut up, not you. Did you know who he was? Because Peter didn't know who he
was. Yeah, because I was obsessed with him. I used to heckle him from my couch. He was on after Oprah. And I couldn't stand him, but I'd never miss an episode. And so I was ready for him, because I think it's all bullshit.
It is. Well, as comics, we know. You can cold read people.
Yeah.
You can look at people and go, oh, you know, I reckon you're like a tradesman because you've got a short sleeve shirt on, you got a tan.
Yeah.
I often pick out cops because they've got a certain look. Yeah, I did it the other day. I've done it twice in the last 6 months. I go, I reckon you're a cop because they've got short hair.
Mm-hmm.
And see, most guys in sales or tradies, they don't have that kind of nice hair, like really groomed.
Short
hair.
It's not really the era for groomed short hair.
Yeah, and they also sit up quite straight, cops. It's interesting. Yeah, I picked one out the other day.
Yeah,
I picked it twice. Yeah, in Echuca, I said there was a guy there, and he had a bit of a beard, but he was sitting with his kids, and he was very upset. And I said, oh, what are you? I reckon you're like a... Nah, you're a cop. And they all went crazy because they all knew him.
That's cool.
Yeah.
See, it
doesn't always work like that.
I haven't done any ever yet. I've got a ticket off my... thing to do list. I've never done audience participation.
Yeah, you don't do crowd work. That's right. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, I'm too scared.
Oh, you'd be good at it though.
Oh, I don't think I would.
Because people like you. People like it. Well, you just move on if it doesn't go that well. Doesn't matter.
You know who's really good at Anne Edmonds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen her do that for a long time either.
Yeah, she's very good at crowd
work. Oh, there's some people that are exceptional. Des Dowling's very good. There's some people out there. My best laugh last night was just mentioning local references that Sue told me about a minute before I went on. Because I know there's islands off here where we are, and they're a bit feral. I remember my brother who lives up here said there's islands, and it's called Russell Island. Russell Island is the feral island where you got to get a boat to get out there. And I said, is it...
What, and they're just filled with, like...
Like criminals and, yeah... Druggies? Yeah, druggies and stuff.
Wow.
And then that posh bit is Raby Bay. But I kept thinking she's saying Rapey Bay. Like, and she goes, yeah, mention Raby Bay. That's the posh bit. And I go, Rapey Bay. She goes, no, not Rapey Bay. Raby. I couldn't say it. I kept saying Rapey Bay. Rapey Bay. But then afterwards, I was talking to Joy in the foyer, my mum's flower girl. And isn't it funny that when your relatives come along, they don't say anything about the show?
No. It's almost like a golden... It's bizarre, isn't it?
Not even, that was good. Like, good to see you. This couple came up and
How old was Joy?
Oh, yeah, we were trying to work that out, weren't we? And I said to her, Fiona said you could almost be 70, Joy. Because Mum's flower girl.
Yeah.
She was a teenager in the 60s.
Did
She was almost 70, she said. Yeah, so we were close. You were close.
Right.
You were close. But this couple came up and said, oh, we last saw you in 1997 when you toured with Eric Banner.
No way.
Yes. And he goes, and she, and the woman goes, it was one of our first dates.
Do you remember that, Eric?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
In the back
Eric. Eric's in Hollywood.
I sleep.
Yeah. And now they're married with two kids. How funny is that?
That's crazy.
Oh, I've probably had some of the same jokes too, I reckon.
Was Eric a good stand-up?
Oh, he's great. He was great. So he would do stand-up. No, I would go on first. And these people saw me at a Callanvale or something like that, like a bit of a rougher southern suburb of Brisbane. And there's just all plastic chairs. And I would go on and do like 20 minutes, 25. We'd bring on Eric. He'd do stand-up. Then we'd have a break. I'd go back on. And then he'd come on as Poyter and do like a...
Oh, Poyter.
Yeah, and interview someone from the crowd. And
so if you were to go to LA or something, would you look him up?
Yeah. We hung out with him once in LA when I did radio. Oh, it was a while ago. 15 years ago, me, Kate and Hughes, went up and met up with him and his wife because they were living there for a while when he was doing a movie or something.
Let me guess. Did he marry a really hot girl?
Yeah, Rebecca, the former Channel 7 publicist.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a lovely woman. Yeah, lovely. Yeah. Yeah, she's very attractive.
I reckon he's had work done.
Eric's had work done.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him. I speak to him about once a year. I'm having dinner with him soon. Because we all worked on his sketch show and we all get together once every year.
That's so cool. Does he speak in an Australian accent still?
Yeah. He lives in Melbourne.
Does he?
Yeah, and he just goes to... So he did that dirty... What's it called? Dirty John.
That was brilliant.
That was brilliant. And so he just goes and lives over there for 3 months.
How cool. And so he just lives a quiet...
Yeah, and he's got teenagers. So he's got, like, kids in sort of VCE level. So he's got a... And he's very footy and family and cars. That's his focus, Eric. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So he doesn't want to... If you're sort of at that level, you don't have to move to Hollywood. There's no point. Because... It might be better. You might get more auditions and stuff.
But it's insatiable, isn't it? What some people... I love that about Eric. Like, what with Nicole Kidman, for instance, you know I love her, and she's got to be stopped.
Nicole.
The lying ringer.
Her age is always... Wow.
But it's
gee,
like,
she looks good, though.
Yeah, but she tried Botox once, she says. But she's such a liar. But yeah, I tried a vodka cruiser once, Nicole. You fucking...
One of my... I can't remember who it was. It was Vince Colosimo. Someone did a movie with her. And she didn't eat anything. And so she came up and they're having chicken schnitzel sandwiches for lunch. She's going, oh, my God. Oh, my God, what are you guys eating? And this is like all the crew. And Vince, we're having chicken schnitzel sandwiches. That's the lunch. She goes, oh, my God, I want one. I'm going to have one. That's it. I'm going to have one. And so she went and got one. And she sat there. And she pulled the bread off. She and ended up eating the lettuce from the chicken schnitzel sandwich. Oh, my God, I'm going to have one. Then just pulls everything out and goes, eats the lettuce. Yeah.
See, I don't get that. I just don't get... Like, when you were talking about Eric... And, like, just living a pretty normal life.
Yeah.
See, people choose to live this insatiable...
What about Keith Urban, who's from around here? He's from Beanley, which is not that far from where we are. He's from Beanley. I did a joke about the Beanley Tavern.
I think he's
tavern.
From Russell Island.
He's from... Yes. And I did a talk show. I did Sean McAuliffe's talk show, the last ever episode, on Channel 9, with Keith Urban before he met Nicole. And he's just like a bogan from Queensland.
Yeah, see, it's all...
It's weird, because he was so nice, Keith.
And they, you know...
That's when I was on with Ricky Martin, and Ricky Martin kept talking about his girlfriend. And I go, you've got a girlfriend? Really? And Keith Urban was laughing. I'm like... Then I asked him, she bangs, what's that about? Ricky, I went down the Great Ocean Road with my girlfriend, and she loves it in Victoria. It's like, you
yeah,
got a girlfriend?
I have a girlfriend.
Well, he's out now, thank
she
God.
Bangs.
She bangs. Bangs. Oh. She bangs. She bangs. Oh, boy. Anyway.
Yeah, Keith needs to stop stealing his haircuts from my hardworking lesbian friends.
Yeah, Keith.
But that's all just so... The way they drape themselves over each other... The subtext there is...
We're so in love.
No one's... You know, it's just not real. No one... Like, Cupid fucks off.
Yeah.
After that long.
Yeah, true.
But do you ever have this almighty desire to pass your wife?
No.
When you,
Oh, we've been together 30 years. No, no. So that's all a put on.
I mean, I'm sure you pass your wife, but I mean, in front of people,
not a lot.
It's just.
I've been together 30
it's
years.
The first thing
no kissing.
Go, isn't it?
No kissing.
No kissing.
No kissing.
Are you just being revolting?
Get away from me. Oh, boy.
But I want to know who's looking after the kids.
Well, they'd have nannies and stuff.
But that's. Honestly, she makes so many movies.
I know. And series, TV series.
TV series.
And look, we've done the occasional. They take a long time. There's a lot of sitting around and waiting.
And Keith's the biggest touring country singer in the world. But, you know, she outsourced someone else's womb to have the second one.
I know.
Like, she lost her first two to that.
Are we starting a feud with Nicole Kidman? Can I get in on the feud? I always found her very attractive, Nicole, ever since BMX Bandits. When she had that mongoose between her legs. doing jumps.
Look, she infuriates me.
It's but intrigues you.
Yeah, I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
But when she won two Emmys or whatever it was, and she said she'll give them to her girls. She's so glad she got two of them because she's got two girls.
What are they going
to
do with them?
It will make up for all the sacrifices they have to make
wow.
for her to live her dream. It's like children don't make sacrifices.
Yeah, that's really
interesting.
That's
forced upon them.
That's true. Oh, they'd be like poor little rich kids.
But there's no primary caregiver.
I reckon Keith.
It doesn't matter if Nicole works or he works, but somebody should look after the kids.
That's true. I agree. That's true. Maybe it's Bourbon Urban. Maybe Keith's out there.
No, he's always on tour.
Yeah, and then he'd probably be in his shed with his guitars and, Daddy. Daddy, what's going on?
And also, I don't know anyone on earth. No, have you ever met anyone who's second lot of children have never met the first lot of children.
Oh, they never met
They've never met.
Wow. They've got to get to with Grandpa Irwin and talk about their issues, about the lack of meetings going on.
I might start up
on.
A charity to reunite all rich these kids. Broken rich children.
A house, like Ronald McDonald House, where they can get together.
Because that shits me too, that she's banging on about, you know, with Little Lies, you know, so much has got, Big Little Lies, so much is going towards domestic violence or whatever. She's shone a light on it. And I'm like, well, that's emotional fucking abuse, I think. You know, that child they adopted. No one should let their kids be adopted out by celebrities.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it ends badly.
It's not good. Remember, you know the Daryl Lee family? Have you heard that story? Did you see that Australian story?
No, tell me. I love it.
So the Daryl Lee family, the chocolate, they had like a lot of kids, and they would adopt a child the same age as the kids.
A playmate.
And they made it very clear from the start that you're not getting any money. And she also had a PA.
Who, the adopted
the mum,
ones?
Yeah, the adopted ones aren't getting any money. They weren't getting as much money as the... And also, she had a PA system in a house where she would read books at night to them. So she had speakers in their rooms. What a great idea.
She sounds brilliant.
Yes. All right, kids.
My kids all had a foster twin, but only for about 6 months each.
Yeah, that's a bit different. Yeah, they did an Australian story on it. It's fascinating stuff.
Oh, I got to watch that.
Yeah, it must be somewhere. The Daryl Lee family. When you're having your rocky road next, think about it, everyone.
How many
people.
Kids did they have?
Yeah, five or six, I think. It's quite a few. But they just were so busy with their rocky road and chocolate-covered bullets that they just couldn't raise the kids, so they just adopted a child the same age.
I used to turn my nose up at Daryl Lee because it was on the other corner in Adelaide of Hague's.
Yeah, well, Hague's chocolate
is... Stick it up your ass,
Daryl Lee. Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm going Hague's.
You're a pretender. Well, we're on the podcast, and I should ask you the questions, then we'll... Because, you know, we're almost at the airport. So what went well with the gig?
Oh, what went well?
Pete's spot. Pete at the start. He was smashing it.
No, I...
You got him in the
I
end,
I got
though.
Him. Yeah, I really got him. And so that worked.
What didn't go well?
The mic. The mic. And then it just took so long for it to come back. And
well,
then I went and got the second mic, and that didn't work. And then I yelled out to the PA going, because I can't think on my feet like you can. And I just went... Is there anything I can do? And some woman yelled out, "Project!"
Don't you love it?
Yeah.
That's my next question, that organisational hazards have got in the way. Well, I think that's one that got in the way. And how can we do better next time?
How can we do better next time? I think it all comes back to the accommodation.
Yes. The Comfort Inn.
The Comfort Inn.
I'm still laughing about that place. I'm pretty sure families were living there.
There were stains on the carpet.
Yeah. Like, it was like...
It looked like the murder scene.
It was like poverty, kind of. I don't know. It's weird. Well, Fiona, thanks for coming on the podcast, and we hope to see
you. You didn't give me much choice. You gave me a lift to the airport.
Too bad.
Just turned it on.
And just turned it on. You're like, oh.
Thanks for coming on to my podcast. Okay, I'll just get out here in the highway. Thank you.
Well, I just want to get featured in the Daily Mail, the Herald Sun.
I think I've given you enough hate.
Yeah. The Nicole Kidman show. No,
pick it up. War. Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. Thanks, Fiona. It's called the debrief.